Okay, I can't hear him.
I can't hear you.
No, sorry. Well, the time is 3 on January 6th, and I am convening the sixth meeting of the Ad Hoc Executive Director Search Committee of the
Ted,
Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association.
hold on just a minute.
Can't.
You cut out at the very beginning. We missed the
How about
timing,
now?
everything.
All right, I'm going off camera. Can you hear me better now?
Oh,
Much
much better.
better.
Can you start over?
Okay, sure.
And you could even, as a suggestion, you may want to try calling in, Ted, on a where you could listen and have your phone going. I've seen
That's
that.
his
Yeah,
phone.
Oh, it is your
that's
phone?
what I
Okay.
did. My iPad's not working on the hotel Wi-Fi, so I'm on my phone. And I think maybe the microphone was being muted by me standing it up on its end. So I'm going to hold the thing and I'll be off camera. And I apologize, topping. I had to make sure I was in the right time zone.
Okay.
Oh, you better adjust for that. Goodness
All right.
gracious.
I'm ready when you guys are.
We hear you just fine, so go right ahead.
Okay. The time is 9:04 a.m. on January 6, 2026, and I am convening the sixth meeting of the Ad Hoc Executive Director Search Committee of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. The meeting is being conducted pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act and the association's antitrust policy. All information disclosed or discussed is to be used only for carrying out the business of the association. Proper notice of the meeting was filed on December 16, 2025, and published in the Texas Register in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. A copy of the notice should be attached to the summary of the official minutes of this meeting. A quorum is achieved as all four members of the committee have been confirmed to be present by video or audio conference. Also in attendance are Executive Director Bart Bowles, General Counsel Dan Price, and Association employees Jarrett Terry and Toppy Hattacherty. And from the Texas Department of Insurance is Sean Martin. With that, I'll move us into the agenda for today. And first on the agenda is consideration and possible action on the consent items, which is the minutes as distributed yesterday afternoon from yesterday morning's interview process. Hopefully, everyone has had opportunity to review those minutes. Any comments, questions, concerns? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept.
This is James Huckabee. I make a motion to accept the resolution on 1-1 regarding the consent agenda.
Thank you,
Thank you,
James.
second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? The consent agenda is passed unanimously. Thank you, Bart. All right, we're up to today's interview process. We'll be adjourning into executive session. Sean, do you want to do as we did yesterday and just have Bart follow up with you afterward, or do you want us to rejoin with you after the interviews?
If you're not planning on having any substantive discussions in public session, we can do as Bart did yesterday. If you think you're going to have any type of substantive discussion, then I probably need to join the public session. So I'll defer to
Right.
y'all and for
So,
that
Sean,
discussion.
let's do this, Sean. I don't anticipate there will be, but if the committee feels there's something they need to deliberate in open session, I will send you a quick, it would be a text or an email, which is easiest.
I have a meeting from kind of mid-morning that I can duck out of, but if do you have my phone number for a text? Or Dan does, I think. Don't you, Dan?
Believe I do.
Okay. Yeah,
And
Sean.
then you can just text me if I, and then that way I can always catch it real quickly.
We'll do that. I really don't anticipate that will occur, but just in case.
Let me make sure real quickly here before I get my phone number in open session here.
No need. If you want, you can send me an email with your phone number.
Or I'll email Dan with it. So he's, it, and I don't care that you've got it, but I don't see you in my list, Dan. So I may email you with it if you need to reach out, or you and Bart with it. So I don't mind either of you having it.
I do have
Both
it.
of you.
I
You
do
do
have
have
it.
it.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, awesome. Well, y'all have a good morning, and just you haven't left. You haven't left. You haven't. adjourned yet, I don't think.
We have not. We're going to in just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that, Sean. So, topping Bart, if you're ready, I'll recess and so we can adjourn into executive session.
You can go ahead and read the language to recess.
The time is 9:08 a.m. on January 6, 2026, and I am recessing the regular session of the Executive Director Search Committee meeting of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association in order for the committee to meet in executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act.
Okay.
The time is 12:07 p.m. on January 6, 2026. The executive session of the Executive Director Search Committee of the meeting has concluded, and I am reconvening the regular session of the Executive Director Search Committee meeting pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. I'll report in open session that the executive, having met in executive session, the committee finalized its interview process, has made a recommendation with compensation package that it will present to the board in executive session on its January 27th meeting. Are there any other matters brought before the committee today from staff or committee members?
Staff has none.
Hearing none from committee either, I'll adjourn the meeting. The time is 1:08 p.m. I'm sorry, 12:08 p.m. on January 6, 2026, and this meeting of the Executive Director Search Committee of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association that has been held pursuant to the Texas Open Meeting Act is adjourned.